When it comes to language errors, there's a hierarchy. The ones that show up in print can at times be pretty bad, especially in business or academic communications or any other professional context. But spoken errors, well, I've never taken those as seriously. It's not like when we write. We don't have the time to prepare and carefully consider every word we speak. More often, when we speak, our words are unprepared right off the top of our heads. That creates more opportunities for errors. But because these errors are often just little slips, I don't think too much of them. But not all verbal mistakes are simple slips. Certain mistakes indicate that you wouldn't know what word to use under even the best circumstances. And those are the flubs I try hard to avoid. One of them is hone versus home. That is, hone with an N as in Nancy, versus home with an M as in Mary. And here's a real-world example of how they can be confused. Proton therapy makes it feasible to just hone in on the actual tumors. That newspaper excerpt, a direct quotation from someone who, unlike me, knows what proton therapy is an example of how not to use hone. The word that the speaker really wanted was home. To home in on something with an M originates from the idea of a pilot homing toward a beacon. This usage of home to mean zero in on or pinpoint eventually took shape as the expression to home in, and that's its correct use today. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines the verb home first and foremost as to proceed to or toward a source of radiated energy used as a guide. And here's the example Webster's gives. Missiles home in on radar. Now, to hone something with an N is entirely different. This word most commonly comes up in expressions like, I want to hone my skills. It means to sharpen, as you would a knife on a whetstone. But Webster's adds that it can also be used according to a looser definition, to make more acute, intense, or effective. It's easy to see how the verbs home and hone get confused. After all, home in on is similar to pinpoint, and hone is something you do to a knife point. So the words both sound alike and also emphasize sharp precision. Plus, most people don't think of home as a verb. It's almost always a noun. Go home. They sold their home. But hone with an N is more famous as a verb. So when you're reaching for a verb, it makes sense you'd pick hone over home, even when the verb you wanted was in fact home. A lot of times in English, quote-unquote wrong usages gain acceptability over time. In those cases, you can actually defend using either form. But hone in on isn't there yet. Right now, major language authorities just don't recognize this as a correct term. Here's what the English guide, Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage, has to say about hone in on. It may be that eventually, hone in on will become so common that dictionaries will begin to enter it as a standard phrase. But its time is not yet. In the meantime, we recommend that you use home in on instead. And I second that recommendation.